नमस्कार, प्रस्तुत है अब तक के मुख्य समाचार। आज हम दूरदर्शन में बात करेंगे भारतीय जनता पॉडकास्ट के राजशेखर से।
नहीं, आज हम भारतीय जनता पॉडकास्ट में बात करेंगे दूरदर्शन के सेटारिस्ट डॉक्टर मेडुसा से। एंड बिफोर वी स्टार्ट डॉक्टर मेडुसा, आई एक्चुअली ऑलवेज वॉन्टेड टू काइंड ऑफ से कि वॉट यू डू ऑन योर लिटिल क्लिप्स एंड न्यूज रीडिंग्स, उससे हमको दो चीजें, लाइक वी गेट टू थिंग्स। वन, वी गेट द सैटिराइज्ड वर्जन ऑफ दिस स्ट्रेंज वर्ल्ड वी आर लिविंग इन, बट सेकेंडली ऑल्सो दैट चाइल्ड ऑफ 90s वाला कोजी फीलिंग वेर यू नो यू हर्ड सलमा सुल्ताना एंड ऑल दोज पीपल। सो थैंक यू फॉर दैट एंड थैंक यू फॉर बीइंग ऑन बीइंग यू नो कमिंग हियर टॉकिंग टू मी एंड
Thank and you so much for having me here. It's actually, I have been listening to you guys. I hope we have a very good conversation because you guys always have so much fun. Aaj to sirf aap hi ho. I look forward to speaking to the other members of the Janta podcast as well. And thank you very much once again.
We shall do that for sure. Yes. I wanted to do just you and me today because वैसे ही हम लोग ऐसे accusation होते हैं कि आप लोग एक दूसरे के ऊपर बोलते रहते हो, तो just wanted to you know not have that happen.
Okay. नहीं, मुझको रख लो, मैं सबके ऊपर बोला करूंगी।
मेरा ये चैनल सब्सक्राइब करें और मेरे हर अपडेट आपको मिले इसके लिए बेल आइकन जरूर दबाइएगा। आप सभी को मेरी ढेर सारी शुभकामनाएं।
क्या नाम बताया?
भूपेंद्र जोगी।
यूएस में कहाँ कहाँ गए हैं आप?
यूएस में बहुत जगह गया हुआ हूँ मैं।
नाम बताइए।
भूपेंद्र जोगी।
Long years ago, we made a trip with destiny, and now the time comes when we shall redeem our pledge.
8 November 2016 ki raatri ko 12 baje se.
Thank you, Minister. Ke liye mera ek hi sandesh hai ki wo raj dharm ka palan kare.
Hard work walon ki soch kya hoti hai? Hard work walon ki soch kya hoti hai?
Are ye na Punjab ki khushboo?
दिस इज वॉट काइंड ऑफ मेरे दिमाग में चलता रहता है कि जैसे अभी क्या हुआ, आई डोंट नो इफ आई सेंट यू दैट वीडियो, बट न्यूज लॉन्ड्री का एक क्लिप आया जिसमें दे आर गोइंग इन इंदौर टॉकिंग टू पीपल एंड आई इंसर्ट द क्लिप इन दिस हियर एज वेल। यहाँ पे एक आंटी है, वो मतलब पूरे फुल कॉन्फिडेंस उन्होंने बोलते कि नासा में तो संस्कृत में कोडिंग
होती है। ठीक
है, आने वाले समय में संस्कृत को कोडिंग लैंग्वेज बनाने वाले हैं। अभी तक नहीं बना। ये किसने बोला कि कोडिंग लैंग्वेज बनाने वाला? क्यों नहीं, कोड कोडिंग ही है, संस्कृत तो कोड है ना। अभी जितने भी इंजीनियर्स कर रहे हैं वो संस्कृत में नहीं कर रहे,
सब सीखेंगे दीदी, सब एक के बाद एक सब आएंगे संस्कृत की। नासा में तो कर चुके हैं बिल्कुल, मतलब हमें बच्चों को बचपन से ऐसे सनातन धर्म की शिक्षा देनी चाहिए ताकि जो भी समस्या अभी करंट है वो ऑटोमेटिकली सॉल्व हो जाएगी। जैसे करप्शन है, अगर एक इंसान एक अच्छा बनेगा इंसान वो ऑटोमेटिकली एक ईमानदारी का इंसान बनेगा।
How does someone pick things to talk? So like for example, when you do your Dukdarshan episodes, they're like, well, they're not long episodes, they're short, right? मुझे कभी कभी ऐसा लगता क्योंकि ना ये बीजे पॉट के लिए भी ना मैंने ऐसा सोचा था कि वी विल डू दिस सेगमेंट वेयर वी विल जस्ट डू हेडलाइंस एंड पंचलाइन बेसिकली, यू नो लाइक हेडलाइंस एंड लाइक सम सैटायरिकल मॉकिंग लाइक यू नो पंचलाइन टू इट। But there is so much that happens कि when I started keeping a Google sheet कि क्या क्या करना है, तो हर दिन 18-19 चीजें हो जाती है। तो मास्टर स्ट्रोक कर जो है हमारे मास्टर स्ट्रोक, वो इतने मास्टर स्ट्रोक करते हैं और फिर हमारे उनके जो चाहने वाले वो भी करते रहते हैं जैसे नासा की ओर। Who do you pick कि भाई चल ये इस पे लाइक ये चार चीजें लाइक लेट्स टॉक अबाउट दिस?
No, that's actually very true. क्योंकि it's very difficult for me to pick up something because you say ना कि हर दिन का आप रखते हो, वो वैसा मुझको भी करना पड़ता है। But then the only thing is I'm very disorganized. I don't have an idea कि Google Sheet भी बनाया जा सकता है, right? In fact, right at this moment that I realize that maybe I can also keep a Google Sheet because मैं तो usually phone में ऐसे notes बना के लिख देती हूँ और उसमें link वगैरह डालने का भी मतलब sometimes I put in a link but otherwise usually I don't. I'm not very organized like that. होता क्या है कि मेरे लिए इजी रहता है बिकॉज आई फॉरगेट स्टफ, सो बिकॉज आई यूजुअली डू व्हेनेवर आई डू दूरदर्शन दैट इज अ वीक का राउंड अप, राइट, अ वीकली राउंड अप। ना कि जो सबसे ज्यादा रिडिक्युलस चीजें होती हैं, सो सब जो सबसे ज्यादा एकदम मास्टर स्ट्रोकी स्टफ होता है वो दिमाग में याद रह जाता है. ये इतनी ज्यादा मतलब इतना ऑब्वियस और इतना जैसे वो there is this line no that you don't really have to write satire in our country, you it just write
that's itself. Also such a big like challenge sometimes.
Yes, it exactly क्योंकि इतना ridiculous already हो गया होता है कि आप उसमें और क्या लिखोगे कि वो लगेगा कि irony है, लगेगा satire है. Because I had this complaint initially, some people, some of the elder generation members, they would tell me कि people would think if somebody looks at your setup and looks at your video because you deliver it in Hindi and because you deliver it in a very convincing old 90s style, people would actually think that something like this has happened and something like this is there. For example, I talk about the Balatkari Sangh, Balatkari organization or something. I have named something. Yeah. Bilkis Banu ke rapists released with, na? Aur unko garlanding wagera hua tha. So I had given a name for that organization that this is the one which Pratarit Pirit संघ या नहीं प्रताड़ित पुरुष संघ या समथिंग लाइक दैट इस तरह से तो
प्रताड़ित पुरुष संघ ही था वो.
हां एंड दे वर लाइक हो सकता है पीपल वुड एक्चुअली बिलीव दैट समथिंग लाइक दिस एग्जिस्ट्स. सो फॉर मी पिकिंग थैंकफुली बिकॉज़ ऑफ माय एडीएचडी ब्रेन आई फिल्टर आउट स्टफ व्हिच आई जस्ट ऑटोमेटिकली फिल्टर आउट स्टफ बिकॉज़ आई डू इट इन आफ्टर अ पीरियड और आई लुक एट स्टफ व्हिच हैज हैपेंड ड्यूरिंग अ वीक. और कभी कभी वो मेन चीजें रहती नहीं है, मतलब अननेसेसरी अन इम्पोर्टेंट चीजें रहती नहीं है. लेकिन हाँ कभी कभी ये भी होता है कि समटाइम्स आई हैव एन आफ्टर थॉट कि यार ये वाला लगाना चाहिए था, ये वाला इन्फॉर्मेशन डालना चाहिए था. फॉर एग्जांपल इन दिस द लास्ट दूरदर्शन वीडियो व्हिच आई डिड व्हिच वाज अबाउट दिवाली एंड AQI एंड एवरीथिंग, आई रियली वांटेड टू पुट इन समथिंग अबाउट नीतीश कुमार एंड व्हाट ही हैड सेड इन द सदन दैट डे, द होल सेक्स एजुकेशन फियास्को दैट हैपेंड. तो मुझे था कि मतलब मैं कुछ लाइन उसमें डालना चाहती थी अबाउट पटाखे एंड एक्सप्लोजन एंड स्टफ एंड देन लेटर ऑन आई फॉरगॉट अबाउट इट एंड आई डिड नॉट आई डिड अ 5 मिनट वीडियो बट आई फॉरगॉट टू इंक्लूड दैट. और तो आफ्टर थॉट भी आता है बट इट्स आई थिंक आई डोंट नो इट्स इफ इट्स अ बून और इफ इट्स अ ये कि मैं एक बार शूट हो गया ना तो उसके बाद मेरे को
तो
बहुत आदत आता है कि दोबारा से वही कपड़ा दोबारा से setup
yaar wo setup so
it's so irritating. I can't do it anymore.
Some of you guys who do this right, the effort, like the prep effort is so much na, is it like to be very honest, like and we've talked about this ki na hum log ye aapke favorite chawda ji and that chawda verse ki baat
kar rahe hain. Oh my god don't talk about chawda yaar. I will never forgive you guys for doing that. I'm telling you, I told you this before
also. He has a Hindi channel now also.
Not knowing this person existed, not having his information in my brain. Matlab kabhi kabhi aisa hota hai na, sometimes you know when you are in an argument with somebody and somebody gives you this argument and then you are like, how is this even an argument? How do you think, like, what has conspired in this world? What decisions have you led in your life that have led to this moment where you think that this argument is sane or this argument is a logical argument to be given in this situation? Or aap utna soch ke itna flabbergasted hote ho na ki that you can't give anything back, you can't answer anything back. It's like that with Chawda, that I'm looking at his videos and I'm like, what makes you think this is okay to say something like that, or it's even correct, or sometimes when you like you I think you write about this in your article as well, when you say his claims go unchallenged, like exactly. I think many of the time his claims go unchallenged because samne wala aise hi hatprab hai ki tune kya socha ki tujhko laga ki ye argument valid argument hai.
Are, and lekin wo bhi hai na ki agar samne wala is like someone like a beer biceps whose claim is so ye Allahabadia Prayagrajia whoever par uska claim hi hai ki uska dimag is open in the sense ki khali so he will not never counter questions anything.
I interjected you were talking about how the prep time before the prep time is
yahi hota hai isliye aaj maine decide kiya ki hum log तीन और एक नहीं करेंगे, यानी चार लोग ना होके वन ऑन वन करेंगे, बिकॉज दिस इज व्हाट हैपेंस.
बिकॉज़ मैं वैसे भी एडीएचडी वाली, मेरे मल्टीपल पर्सनालिटीज है, तो मेरे लिए उतने काफी है, सारे लोग आ जाएंगे, टेंशन मत लो.
तो देयर इज अ सिग्निफिकेंट अमाउंट ऑफ प्रेप टाइम. एंड वॉट आई एंड वॉट आई फील इज कि इट इज इम्पॉर्टेंट बिकॉज डूइंग दिस आई हैव रियलाइज कि ये पॉडकास्ट कैसा भी हो अनलेस यू आर ऑन वीडियो एंड अनलेस यू आर टॉकिंग एंड अनलेस इट्स शॉर्ट एंड क्रिस्प आज के लाइक देर इज नॉट दैट काइंड ऑफ रीच दैट्स व्हाई
audience
I'm already Attention. sorry but like I'm sorry that I'm saying this but like Chawla has learned that too I don't know from who but now he does Hindi videos short he puts clips and stuff to my what I was saying is ki how does that prep kind of go because aisa wo nahi aata kantal nahi aata jaise kehte ki you know have to like dress up and then do this in
बहुत ज्यादा यू नो
शुरू में कैसे सोचा लाइक फर्स्ट टाइम कि ये करते हैं अपन
ओ फर्स्ट टाइम वाज द माय फर्स्ट टाइम वाज वेरी इट्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग बिकॉज आई वाज डूइंग दूरदर्शन आई रिमेम्बर देयर वाज दिस वन जजमेंट बाय अ कोर्ट वेयर दे वर टॉकिंग अबाउट मनुस्मृति एंड दिस देयर वाज दिस वुमन जज And the justice was talking about how Manusmriti is very empowering to women and how it talks about like some bullshit, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And again, it's the same thing. Like the argument or the sentence or whatever you are saying is so ridiculous that you have to stop for a moment and think, ye vaqai mein, this is not satire, this is not comedy or this is not irony in which you are talking about. Like literally imagine Manusmriti and you're talking about Manusmriti empowering women. Like, excuse me, what? And then I was like, okay, fine. I have to do something. And then the reaction which came out of it was, it's like was a satire. I have to write something. And I had to do something in a very deadpan voice because usually judgments, etc. are delivered in very deadpan stuff, right? So I did that video. It did not. As in, I have a very small audience on Instagram. I was majorly on Instagram at that point of time.
Achha,
okay. Instagram mein mere, in fact, I had like 900 followers on Twitter. And Twitter pe main video upload karti thi because I have had two strikes against my content on Instagram because ek baar kabhi right-wing ecosystem mein pahunch gaya tha. To unhone bahut zyada strike wagera mare the. So I had some content taken down. And then, uske baad mujhe tha ki nahi, चलो ट्विटर पे अपलोड करके रख देते सो दैट एटलीस्ट देयर इज लाइक अ रिकॉर्ड ऑफ स्टफ एंड यूट्यूब पे भी एंड माय डैड इज ऑलवेज लाइक नहीं आप तुम वो करके रखो अपलोड करके रखो सो दैट यू नो यू डोंट लूज योर स्टफ एंड मेरा क्या ना कभी कभी होता है ना कुछ लोग जैसे देयर आर सम पीपल जिनको ईमेल में अगर वन का नोटिफिकेशन आता है दे गो क्रेजी कि कहाँ है वो एक ईमेल कहाँ है आई एम वन ऑफ दोज पीपल आई डू नॉट लाइक दिस काइंड ऑफ लाइक chaos in my phone so even if I've recorded something right just now and if I've uploaded it it's immediately gone from my phone it's no longer there anywhere on my phone I need to keep my phone empty and there has to be like photographs etc are there but these videos etc videos wagera lambe ho jate hain space lete hain so I don't know something is in my brain so isliye main delete kar deti hu to maine tha ki youtube pe bhi upload kar do insta pe bhi upload kar do so that was my first video which went as doordarshan not even as dukdarshan because lekin ye theek hai doordarshan ya purani style ka karte hain somebody on youtube commented madam aapne to doordarshan mein dukdarshan dikha diye dukdarshan kara diye I'm like okay it's nice this is nice dukdarshan is a nice name I think I'll go with dukdarshan then so I thanked that person I'm like fine I'm taking this name it's mine now So I started doing Dukdarshan. And after, in fact, this very, very first video itself, I had to go for an operation. I had some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go for a major operation. Or operation ke time ke baad, I was like, said ki nahi, aapko bed se uthna nahi hai, zyada movement nahi karna hai, zyada over-enthu, over-energetic stuff nahi karna hai. So on and so forth. So I was like, okay, this is the only segment where I am like low energy. I don't move around or I don't emphasize a lot of on screen. तो यही वाला करते हैं सो आई वाज सिटिंग एट होम एक्चुअली व्हेन माय फर्स्ट दुखदर्शन वेंट वायरल व्हिच वाज आई थिंक माय सेकंड दुखदर्शन एंड इट वेंट वायरल एंड इट वाज पिक्ड अप लाइक इट वाज सीन बाय अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल एंड देन इट वाज अप्रिशिएटेड बाय अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल एंड द मेजर पीपल लाइक द पीपल हु फॉलो मी लाइक आई एम प्राउड ऑफ दीस पीपल हु फॉलो मी बिकॉज आई हैव फॉलोड देम फॉर लाइक माय एंटायर लाइफ आउ नहीं करो आई एम सॉरी माय डॉग इज ट्राइंग टू प्ले विद मी एनीवे So they started following me from that video. And that video happened because I had to do something low energy. And I did something low energy. It was September ke first week mein tha, I think Bharat Jodo Yatra had started. And I was like, this is something big which is happening. Because even then, and even then, yeah, even then, even now also, like, it's not, Congress is not really a very strong contender or even a strong alternative when it comes to ideology, right?
So I have an idea.
Ki, nahi, chalo, kam, kuch achha ho raha hai, kuch change ho raha hai, toh ispe kuch karte hai. So I did something which covered Bharat Jodo Yatra and which covered Rahul Gandhi's change at that point of time, which was picked up by a lot of people. Aur toh mujhe bahut achha laga tha. So and that is how I started working on Twitter, but my main original audience was on Instagram, and then Twitter happened just organically, just by fluke.
These things happen, hit on Twitter, because Insta is a different world. Like, you know,
it's a different world. Yes, I understand.
जब मैं initially वो बोल रहा था ना कि कैसे like so we started in 2019, ठीक है? 2019 में like दो चीजें ना मेरे को ऐसे दिमाग में अभी भी इतना ज़्यादा like there are so the article 370 thing happened in 2019, right? The week after that happened, and I'm just trying to kind of jog your memory, because what I'm trying to talk about is ki kaise kare satire is desh mein, huh? So the week after, Z News did a sec program where unhone audience ko bola abhi bolne mein mere ko pata nahi kaise lag raha hai. Article 370 की एक वीक पर उन्होंने ऑडियंस बोला कि
I know what you're going to say, but go on.
कि कश्मीर से रिलेटेड अपने फेवरेट गाने और मेमोरीज भेजिए. लेट्स सो उन्होंने एक एपिसोड किया जिस पे जी न्यूज़'s ऑडियंस टॉक्ड अबाउट दिस इज लाइक आर्टिकल 370 एंड आई वाज सिटिंग देयर एंड आई वाज लाइक तो फिर कोई भी क्या कर सकता है इस देश लाइक ऑरवेल भी नहीं लिख सकता ये तो
नहीं,
वो भी नहीं लिख सकता. और उसी साल अराउंड टाइम वाज द फर्स्ट एवर वंदे भारत.
ओह वाज इट? आई डोंट रिमेम्बर.
आई थिंक इट वाज द फर्स्ट वंदे भारत, फर्स्ट लाइक सबसे पहला. एंड द फर्स्ट वंदे भारत, इसीलिए फर्स्ट वंदे भारत ऑन इट्स डे वन फर्स्ट ट्रिप हिट अ काउ एंड वाज हैड टू बी स्टॉप्ड. सो now how do you make a joke out of this? How do you make a joke of these things? So that's why I'm saying it's so tough in this kind of environment to kuch bhi karna aisa. So isliye it's good that you don't do Google Sheets, because now what my mistake is, or our mistake in this case, has been doing Google Sheets and then getting bogged down in ki itna sab kuch ho raha
hai. I get it. No, it, just because you mentioned Kashmir and mentioned 370, one of the things which I remember it very clearly from that point of time was somebody doing a wo jo road wale interview nahi hai ki Kashmir mein 370 hat gaya hai to kya hai kya nahi hai, and so on and so forth. And then I clearly remember this lanky guy, like, again, I'm not commenting on his looks or anything, and he was like, ab hum Kashmir ki ladkiyon se shaadi kar sakte
hain. Oh, yeah, I do.
And he said it in so much seriousness. And I remember, I have like, ये हमारे group में हमारे मतलब WhatsApp group में share हुआ था, and there were Kashmiri women in that group, and like इससे कौन शादी करेगा यार? But I'm like, I'm not comment. There's no comment on the how the guy looks, but the idea that this is that Article 370 was what was stopping you from getting married to a Kashmiri woman or buying zameen in Kashmir, and not how you are, what you are, or what your economic status is. None of that matters. But it's the Article 370 which has now empowered you to do something like this. So exactly what you say, ki kaise likhe insan, kaise likhe yahan pe satire? Kaun likhega yahan satire?
The whole of this. So isse related dusri cheez, which I'm sure you clearly remember. There is a sadhvi, jinka naam mujhe bhi yaad nahi aa raha hai.
Aastha?
नहीं, यूपी की एक साथ भी है. मैं उनको पर न्यूज लॉन्ड्री में कुछ लिखा भी है. मैं I'll लिंक प्रॉपर्ली आफ्टर इट, बट मे बी इससे याद है. उन्होंने एक स्टेटमेंट दिया था कि मुस्लिम मेन आर लाइक वेरी वेल ट्रेन्ड इन द आर्ट ऑफ मेकिंग लव एंड दैट्स व्हाई दे
आई थिंक प्रज्ञा
नहीं प्रज्ञा नहीं थी वो
अभी आई थिंक नहीं रिमेंबर द स्टेटमेंट देयर आई थॉट
हां स्टेटमेंट तो सो दिस इज ऑन द सेम काइंड ऑफ स्पेक्ट्रम राइट of मैं भेजूंगा. I cannot remember the name of the lady, but so मेरा पूरा ये theory ये है कि ये जो पूरा movement है, it hinges on this sense of inferiority complex, which has seeped into the some of these conservative women who support this movement as well. Chetna. But largely it is about...
Haan,
haan.
To, also, the is Ma Chetnanand Saraswati.
Ma, yes, yes. So, or usme unhone, if you go deep into that thing that she said, she also said ki kyunki Muslim ladke poor hote hain, bol diya matlab bolte hain, Muslim ladke poor hote hain, to unke paas kuch, you know, they are not bogged, like they don't have to worry about 9 to 5 or whatever, so they can spend a lot of time learning these things. So basically, like,
oh god. You know, this also connects to this to the whole Hindutva, not ideology, but the imagery that they create of this macho. With everything, with all their with all the father figures and all the authority figures that they have, even Modi ji, like 56 inch ka seena, that's a macho image that you are trying to project, right? And even the god, even the so-called the gods which we have known, we have grown up seeing as very soumya and as very forgiving and as very welcoming into their folds, they are suddenly Rudra Roop of, you only see the Rudra Roop of these beautiful gods which we have grown up with, right? All of this is from that macho, that inferiority complex, ki nahi hum logo ne zindagi bhar hamara is tarike se shoshan hua hai, ab hum raj karenge, ab hum macho banenge. So wahi wali cheez hai.
Angry Hanuman मैंने तो 2013 से ही देखना शुरू किया है, right before that campaign. और growing up, I grew up in MP. तो growing up in MP ना, a lot of these things I have heard before as well. जैसे कि वो कि हमारी जो इंडिपेंडेंस, इट्स फॉर 99 years only. And if the UK Parliament, अगर कोई कुछ legislate, जो भी the way they talked about it, pass करता है, which then I was surprised कि 2016-17 में some BJP युवा मोर्चा leader on Lallan Top said this.
वो meme material है उसका photograph.
लगता है हमें meme material है, but यहीं से मैं बोल रहा हूँ. So you and I think that it is meme material, but the consumption of such things is, I'm just saying, like, it's many many more times of anyone who's listening to you or me.
You are kya kehte hai, punch, ya kehte hai, rolling your, not rolling your punches, what is it called? Pulling your punches. It's an epidemic, the consumption of this stuff.
Aur agar Chavda famous hai, ya agar any of these guys, JSI, for example, like
abhi a new also yaar abhi a new they start as like wo jo gateway drug nahi hota.
exactly they are basically and on a surface they're very like they seem apolitical, because I have had people reach out to me and say ki nahi abhi a new to they don't talk about politics as such, but the way they present and some of these times mujhe to just Chavda is a different case, but abhi a new case mein, I don't even know how politically like engaged they are in their own lives. But hamare aaspaas propaganda is tarike se hai ki it just becomes one. My point, but the thing that I wanted to kind of go on is ki hum log kaise bane Chavda? How do we get that level of audience yaar? Kya karna padega?
Level of audience or level of audacity? What did you say?
Audacity. Audience bola, audacity to sharam, actually, yeah, sharam is a big factor, right? It comes in the way, right? But
नहीं, अगर वही ना, ऑडियंस का क्या है ना, हम लोग को उस तरीके की ऑडियंस मिल नहीं सकती है, क्योंकि हम लोग उस तरीके का, मतलब उस वो नंबर, बिकॉज उस नंबर के पीछे जाने के लिए आपको वही करना पड़ेगा जो ये लोग कर रहे हैं. यू नो, फॉर एग्जाम्पल, शॉर्ट्स का जो कॉन्सेप्ट है, मुझे लगता है, मुझे, मैंने ये चीज थोड़ा सा समझी है पिछले जितने दिनों से मैं क्रिएट करने की, मतलब जितने दिनों से मैं वीडियोस बना रही हूँ, बिकॉज I have not created shorts for the sake of, you know, leading my audience or leading whoever is engaging with me to the bigger video. मेरा पर्पस रहता है कि जो शॉर्ट है उसमें तुमको वही उतना इन्फॉर्मेशन मिल जाए जितना मैं कह रही हूँ. So usually, initially, when Instagram Reels used to be for 30 seconds, so 30 seconds में जब हम बात बनाते थे, तो वही चीज YouTube Shorts पे मैं डाल देती थी, ठीक है? Now I don't make reels for or I don't make short videos or I don't क्योंकि 90 seconds का वैसे भी हो गया है 90 seconds तक मेरी बातें चली ही जाती है usually 90 seconds के ऊपर ही हो जाता है so reels बहुत कम ही बनते हैं मेरे अभी इस वक्त right so but I have seen that this you know clickbaity thing जो पहले आप सिर्फ title के साथ करते थे आप वही clickbaity stuff अब आप अपने उसके साथ करते हो शॉर्ट्स के साथ करते हो यू आइदर से समथिंग व्हिच इज एक्सट्रीमली ओवरटली कंट्रोवर्शियल यू आइदर से समथिंग व्हिच अपील्स टू दिस इनसिक्योरिटी ऑफ द मेजॉरिटी व्हिच इज देयर जो इनसिक्योरिटी है कि हम हिंदू है लेकिन फिर भी हम सेकंड क्लास सिटीजंस हैं और या फिर हम आदमी हैं मर्द हैं फिर भी हमारे साथ बुरा होता है मेन आर द रियल द रियल
विक्टिम
बेस्ट द रियल विक्टिम्स हां तो ये इस कॉन्टेक्स्ट को हां अगर उनको लग रहा है कि देखो मैं तो मर्द हूँ लेकिन फिर भी मेरे साथ ऐसा बुरा होता है लड़कियां तो सिर्फ पैसे के लिए रहती है लड़कियां तो सिर्फ पैसे के लिए पैसे के पीछे भागती है हमारे साथ कोई नहीं हम गरीब है हम बेरोजगार है इसलिए हमारी कोई गर्लफ्रेंड नहीं है हमारा कोई रिलेशनशिप नहीं है हमारे relationship toot jate hain etc and all of that because that person is feeling that he wants that validation right to isliye wo jaake lambi wali video bhi dekhega bhale hi lambi wali video mein aap wahi cheez keh rahe ho repetition ke sath keh rahe ho jargon ke sath keh rahe ho same cheez dohra rahe ho so obviously they're going to Jay Sai Deepak is very intelligent as far as this is concerned because he knows what is the insecurity of the average hindu in the country so he uses that
हम लोग इतना बड़ा बिग कंट्री that we grow up even if we grow up in a global world, we are very insulated. We have our film industry is huge. Television is big. We have a lot of pop culture to do. And all of it is geared to us. So we don't really go outside for a lot. I mean, abhi ka nahi bola. So you grow up as, let's say, a kid who was born in MP, boy. Hearing stories of the greatness of our country, the greatness of our kings and whatever, right? And then in the real world, sometimes you feel that you are not respected as much or the country is not as respected as much. And maybe there's a lash out reaction, which... and then you see a lot of problems, you see poverty and all. And I can't blame myself, I can't blame my father, I can't blame my line, I can't blame my father. So किसी हद कोई अदर ढूंढता हूँ और उसको ब्लेम करना शुरू करता हूँ इन दिस केस मे बी मुस्लिम्स और यू नो ओप्रेस्ड क्लासेस कास्ट व्हाटएवर बट व्हाट अबाउट विमेन व्हाई डू बिकॉज इन मोस्ट केसेस द वे आई सी इट इन एनी कंजर्वेटिव मूवमेंट एनी रिलीजियो कंजर्वेटिव मूवमेंट इट्स द वुमेन हु गेट द मोस्ट लाइक ओप्रेशन हाँ स्टिकी एंड ऑफ द स्टिक तो लेकिन अभी तो ऐसा लगता है स्पेशली इन द लास्ट फ्यू इयर्स इट सीम्स लाइक देयर आर सो मेनी मोर वुमेन हु टॉक दिस लैंग्वेज एंड हु डू यू हैव यू थॉट अबाउट दिस व्हाई लाइक फॉरगेट मैन फॉर अ मिनट
आई गेट डिसअपॉइंटेड एवरी सिंगल डे एवरी सिंगल टाइम व्हेन आई से समथिंग लाइक सी समथिंग लाइक दिस डू यू रिमेंबर दिस वीडियो बाय सोनाली कुलकर्णी इट हैड वाज वेरी वायरल इट वाज वेरी वायरल अबाउट हाउ वुमेन आर लेजी एंड हाउ वुमेन don't work anymore and they want a six figure salary wala banda and they don't want to work and shit and then wo sab hai you since you have introduced me to Abhijit Chawla I will today introduce you to somebody who is equally toxic equally yeah maybe you already know that person yeah. it's a person called Equalist Asta okay and Equalist Asta was the first person I came across when I started my when I started doing videos because I was looking at how women of my age or other women are making content and how other what other women are talking about because I wanted to be touch base on before I start because I was very specifically doing political stuff. And mm-hmm. I am of the firm belief that the personal is political. And so whatever mm-hmm. I am feeling as a woman also has to be in the political sphere, or that is also something political if I choose to talk mm-hmm. about it. So I was looking at feminist content and I was looking ye to bahut achhe log bhi mile, bahut achhe accounts bhi mile, and then I come across this person, okay? And then I think one of the first things that she talks about is how Dahej and Dahej is, if Dahej is not okay, then alimony is also not okay, okay? And I was like, what alimony and Dahej is not okay, so alimony is also not okay, but if you are asking for alimony, then you have to give Dahej. Like, where is this coming from? Like, what kind of logic has led you to believe that something which has led to the deaths of thousands of women over history, you just have to look at any year for a dowry death. Like, it's so bad that there is a law against it in the country, mm-hmm. and you are choosing to equate it with alimony. It's mm-hmm. the same for you, and I was so flabbergasted. I was like, so this exists. And then mm-hmm. I had to go through a lot of her stuff, and I looked at a lot of her stuff, and I had to block her because mere mental health ke liye zaruri ho gaya tha ki main wo na dekhu, theek hai? Because like I was getting so worked up and so angry, and then my husband is like, what is going on, what is happening, tum itna gusse mein kyun rehti ho aaj, you should not look at the phone anymore, and bahut sare issues ho gaye the. So I was like, no, this I can't. So the thing that you are talking about as women who are doing this, I think there is a term for this. This is called pick me. It's a.
मैंने सुना है. But isn't it more new?
The patriarchy is. It's not just a women. It's not just a men problem. It's not just a women problem. It's a problem for all of us. Patriarchy is. It harms everyone, right? तो उसमें कुछ चीजें ऐसे ना स्टेटस क्वो मेंटेन हो जाता है, ठीक है? स्टेटस क्वो है, और स्टेटस क्वो में वुमेन आर गिवन अ पर्टिकुलर सर्कल ऑफ पावर, अ पर्टिकुलर नीश वेयर यू कैन एक्सर्ट दैट पावर, ऑलराइट? एंड आई थिंक दैट दिस आइडिया दैट फेमिनिनिटी इज अ डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ पावर, एंड फेमिनिनिटी इज समथिंग व्हिच मेक्स यू ब्यूटिफुल एंड इट मेक्स यू पावरफुल एट द same time, it's your beauty that makes you powerful. And these ideas are so ingrained in us, all of us. I have had to work through the internalized misogyny and the internalized patriarchy that I've had. I am still working through. बहुत कई cases में मेरे मुंह से भी निकल जाती है कुछ ऐसी चीजें, और sometimes even I think in certain lines, जब मुझको अपने आप को correct करना पड़ता है कि no, why are you, why exactly, why is this, where is this thought coming from? So I have had to do this. A constant unlearning experience has happened for me personally. And I don't think that has happened for a lot of people, and because of that reason. And you know, when the opposite gender, who also is being exposed to these ideas that this is where the power of women lie, that this is a feminine woman or a woman who understands her responsibilities or gender roles or, performs these gender roles is better. So the man who is asking for such kind of a woman, and the woman who thinks that, okay, I am able to exert my power in these circles, and here my power is maximum. In other circles, I have to struggle for that power. I have to ask for that power. I don't want that kind of confrontation. So I'm fine over here. So that kind of, and they have to back up their decision with the words that they choose, with the actions that they do. They have to back up their decision to stay within those circles which have been decided by patriarchy, right? So I think that is one of the reasons. So internalized misogyny and internalized patriarchy and these ideas that the gender roles, the ideas of gender roles, that this is where you need to, because after all, this is, it's a power struggle, right? You try and see where exactly or which are the circles you can exert the most amount of power. And if you are comfortable in a particular circle and you want to be in that circle, you will defend that circle, right? So I think that's the reason why several women are, and especially aajkal wo mukhar hoke zyada is, matlab I can switch to Hindi, right? Because right now, linguistically, language-wise and communication-wise, women are becoming stronger and more avenues are open for them. Bol pa rahi hain. So because of that reason, I think they're using these profiles and these platforms to assert that. In fact, I have seen one video which was very, I saved it. I saved it for because I wanted to make a remix on that. Usme ye tha ki women, men don't like women who are too loud, right? So this is that is how, and it's a dating coach giving advice on how women can attract other men, how they can attract alpha men, how they can attract providers and protectors and so on and so forth. So even the language which they use, the providers and protectors and nurturers, etc., it tells you where they are placing their own power and where they are placing the power of the other.
In your experience, are you noticing this a lot? Some of the way nurturing feminine, you know, are you noticing these description of women more recently in the last 2-3 years, or have you noticed this in the past? The reason I'm asking you this is because as you're talking now, so I'm basically seeing ki iska ek mirror hua hai US mein, and this, at least from 2016, I have noticed. Suna hoga ye term trad wife. I don't know if you
heard this term.
So trad wife pehle maine yahan US mein suna tha, and फिर सो डू यू थिंक दैट इन अ स्ट्रेंज वे टू थिंग्स वन एज यू मेंशन दैट वेल द वर्ल्ड इज गेटिंग मोर इक्वल वेदर समवन लाइक्स इट और नॉट सो वुमेन आर गेटिंग मोर अपॉर्चुनिटी व्हिच आल्सो मींस वुमेन आर कंजर्वेटिव वुमेन आर गेटिंग मोर अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड द सेकंड इज द वर्ल्ड इज बीइंग मोर ग्लोबलाइज्ड सो द राइट विंग कंजर्वेटिव आइडियाज आर काइंड ऑफ स्पंजिंग इनटू अदर जियोग्राफीज बिकॉज अ लॉट ऑफ द टाइम्स एंड दिस इज अगेन not in this subject but also baki mein bhi main itna zyada american conservative language yahan pe use hote dekh raha hu india mein so like is it a recent phenomena
dekho mujhe lagta hai the visibility has definitely increased because of social media and because of TikTok and because of these short videos where people can, you know, say whatever they like, they can rant whatever they, however they want to. And in these very crisp sentences, because even if you look at the sentence structures of these videos, no, the sentence structure and the transitioning and the way you can keep a person hooked to what you are saying. Because, you know, jab main Instagram ka apna wo shuru kar rahi thi, then there was a lot of Instagram coaches on how to keep people watching your reel. So there would be transitions and so on and so forth. Then is tarike ka istemal, because of, I think, it the visibility has definitely increased. And I'm sure the ideas or the bubbling to pehle se hamesha se, it must have been there. And that's why they are being visible now. But also one of the things which I think has led to this is... like everything else in social media as well, and in specifically in this field as well, the idea of the alpha male or the sigma male or the beta male, etc., the videos which have talked about masculinity, etc., have skyrocketed, and the number of things like the popularity of this freaking guy called Andrew Tate, and even after being like convicted of trafficking, even after that, like somebody like him being so popular, Jordan Peterson being so popular, and Joe Rogan, guys like Joe Rogan and these guys being so popular. And you know what happens is, like they say these, I think it comes from the fact that, like you said, the world is becoming equal. Women have started taking agency. They have started taking agency over their own bodies, over their own lives, over their own circles, what they do in their homes, what they do with their free time, what they do with their books, etc. Everything they have started to take agency. And when that happens, the traditional relationship or the traditional gender roles are challenged continuously. And when that happens, masculinity gets challenged. And when that happens, these guys who are suddenly being challenged, whose role as the provider and protector, etc., is being challenged, they start making these videos. And when they start making these videos, they obviously have to be supported by the other women who also are being challenged by these new women who are not fitting into the, or not happy with the traditional gender roles, because that is also making them question their own life choices, right? So in order to defend my own life choices, I have to say that my life choices are correct and yours are wrong. And that is what is, and again, because of social media and because of the rise of Reels and TikTok and these short format videos, this has become extremely popular. And I think we have just started to notice it. We have started to notice it now. I think 2016 was the time when actually reels etc had started coming in, isn't it? Usi time pe to aana shuru hue the 16-17 mein.
On this subject, pata, I keep thinking one thing ki na, jaise initially we said na ki women do end up getting the sticky end of the stick. That's a very sticky end of the stick. Anyway, to to na main sochta rehta hu jaise demonetization hua. Now one of the things ki jo demonetization ke sath ho, jiske bare mein news bhi tha ki a lot of women had their own savings in form of cash that they had kept apart for and they had to give it up. Right? Uske baad the way COVID happened, again, COVID happened everywhere. But what happens is when such restrictions are placed, women are again disproportionately, you have to take care of like in a traditional like Indian household, right? So I keep thinking, you know, there will be some kind of aisa fatega kuch, ki nahi, like, you know, a group of women will just be angry. Something that I'm noticing.
Yeah, enough.
Enough ho gaya. Jaise abhi kya hua? Forget every like global thing, but US mein Dobbs ke baad, a lot of traditionally suburban women who used to vote for Republicans are also now switching. Mm-hmm. And since then, a lot of elections, Democrats are making a lot of gains. Simply, it seems because of the abortion laws. So you see that shift. However much small here, but India mein to I do not feel that happening. Maybe I'm too far from the action, but kab hoga, kab kholega khun?
Nahin, haan, wahi wala scene hai. Tumhara jo, you're saying you're too far from it. I stay here and I'm too cynical about it. I don't see any major change, anything happening. Kyunki kya hai na ki hamare yahan ek to short term memory itni zyada hai, aur dusra this idea of the good Indian wife, is so ingrained, not just in our men's brains, but in our women's brains also, that even if I have seen fiery feminists who were once my friends and colleagues in university turn into these, you know,
nice Indian wives.
Yeah, these nice Indian women. Nice Indian wives, good Indian wives. Okay. Yeah. So I have seen that transformation happening. So mere ko to lagta hi nahi hai ki aisa kuch hone wala hai ya fir aisa kuch hoga bhi. But you know, it's I don't know. This conversation is turning out to be very cynical and it's making me sad. It's making me sad now. There are people who are still raising their voices. Also, kya hai na, ki, because you have seen, I have seen a number of in these circles, disillusionment bahut zyada jaldi mujhko ho jata hai, because sometimes what happens is these very very powerful women, these very very overtly and vocally feminist women, sometimes they say things and sometimes they do things. When it actually comes to being a part of a movement, that it really disappoints you. For example, when the Me Too movement started in India, there were a number of vocal feminist women who were against the Me Too movement, and they were talking about how it takes away from the entire struggle. Like, I'm sure they have their own reasons and their logic about it, but I thought it was like a betrayal of the women who had come out at that point of time and talked about their struggles and their issues. To mujhe laga tha ki betrayal. To main to us time se hi thoda sa sad hi hu.
Us moment pe there was a clear generation gap also. The one moment that sticks to me is I was listening to a News Laundry podcast during that time, and Madhu Trihan said, she said it in public, so
she said
ki jab aisa kuch, they were talking about some specific case, and she said jab aisa kuch hua to ek zor ka thappad nahi laga, and I was like, dude, do you not understand power dynamics at all? Like,
also not just power dynamics, I don't know. Because mujhe aisa lagta hai na ki every woman in this world, every woman especially in our country, has had some moment in which some assault has happened. Either you have normalized it in your brain, you think that it is normal to have something like that happen to you, or you have suppressed that memory. Lekin hua hi hua hai, hamesha hua hai. All right. So mujhe aisa lagta hai. So to not understand that something, that when something like that happens, the first thing in your mind is survival. The first thing in your mind is survival. And whatever you do at that point of time is towards survival. And this whole idea of strong women, of how strong somebody, you know, somebody fought her attackers off. She was very strong and she fought her attackers off. You think somebody who is not fighting her attackers off is not strong? It's the strength which is stopping. It's somebody's like physical strength or mental strength that lets sexual assault happen. Makes me extremely mad. I'm sorry.
I'll pause here. I know it's going into a cynical direction. So, ya to ye aur zyada cynical ho raha hai, ho jayega ya kam ho jayega. I wrote and read extensively on the masculine anxiety that fuels the Hindutva movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So, and it was. अच्छा पहले वो छोड़ो छोड़ो इक्वलिस्ट आस्था आई डिड नॉट नो सो
प्लीज लुक एट आई हैड टू ब्लॉक हर फ्रॉम ऑल माय प्लेटफॉर्म्स बिकॉज़ आई एम लाइक मेरे को नहीं चाहिए ये नहीं चाहिए मैं फिर किसी दिन ऐसे यू नो बिकॉज़ यू नो
व्हाट सो यू कैन कंज्यूम चावड़ा बट नॉट हर
आई डोंट वांट टू बी वन ऑफ दोस पीपल जो यू नो लोगों के साथ वीडियो स्टिच कर करके उनका रिएक्शन लेके और हमारा रिएक्शन देके यू वांट टू लाइक पिट पीपल अगेंस्ट ईच अदर ये मेरे से नहीं होगा मैं नहीं करूंगी
मुझे वन टाइट स्लैप फ्रॉम अ लिबरल
yes, tight slap. No, tight slap to feminist. Because
tight slap to feminist, tight slap to Hindu folks.
Like Andrew Tate wale bahut dekhte hain ye. And Andrew Tate wale.
सबसे ज़्यादा tight slap मैंने वो है जग्गी. जग्गी is the tighter slapper.
Not just Andrew Tate. Elvis यादव वाले भी Andrew वो देखते हैं बहुत tight slap to feminist.
मैं जैसे Andrew Tate consume नहीं कर सकता बहुत difficult है मेरे लिए. But जग्गी I can. जग्गी वासुदेव आई क्या
टू अ डिग्री आते ना देखते ना वो हमको लगता है
बट ही हैज अ लॉट ऑफ टाइट स्लैप वीडियोस एंड उसमें से एक भी टाइट स्लैप नहीं है लेकिन ना वो ऐसी चीजें हैं
जो मतलब ऐसे भी वर्ड सैलेड होता है इट्स लाइक आई रिमेंबर द अदर डे अनुराग माइनस वर्मा हैड पोस्टेड समथिंग ऑन हिज स्टोरी एंड आई वाज लाइक कि ये तो इंसेप्शन हो गया या ऐसा कुछ हो गया समथिंग आई हैड लाइक रिलेटेड एंड ही इज लाइक ही दिस ब्रो हैज प्रूव्ड that pollution is an oh yeah it was complete like dhua diwali ke ek din ke baad and this guy is driving on a thar like top off aur thar mein wo drive kar raha hai bindaas ekdam ko baal wal ud rahe hai ekdam mast ekdam aur background usi ne bande ne reel dala tha ki background mein wo gana chal raha hai ekdam gaddi chillani wali hai aise something in haryanvi okay I'm like bro this is like another pollution is just a dimension
दो तीन चीजें जो आई लाइक पहले तो जहां पे मैं जा रहा था सो दिस इज नॉट न्यू सो आई व्हेन आई वाज डूइंग दिस रिसर्च ना आई फाउंड कि इवन लाइक इफ यू गो एज फार बैक एज 1920s चारू गुप्ता हैज रिटन अ ग्रेट बुक कॉल्ड सेक्सुअलिटी ऑब्सिनिटी एंड समथिंग एंड विमेन इन कॉलोनियल इंडिया करके आई विल गिव यू द नेम लेटर बट तो शी टॉक्स अबाउट हाउ इन दैट बुक even in 1920s they were sharing pamphlets in the united province back then ki how muslim men will abduct your daughters and you know marry them blah 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 1920s us around that time or slightly before that time novels were written so a famous marathi novel hai shivaji va roshnara it's a romantic novel about how Roshanara, who's Aurangzeb's daughter, fell in love with Shivaji and gave up everything or her father's all, like basically a Bollywood movie, and decided to stay with Shivaji, who was basically like at that point a warrior king, right? So this is not new. So if this gives you any solace, ki matlab aisa nahi hai ki hum log ekdam exceptionally jagah par nahi hai, chal raha hai, it's just, I mean, you thought, so Deepika Bhardwaj is someone that I kind of
oh my god please
hai na so wo I knew but then think about your Uma Bharti aur Sadhvi Ritambara I mean agar us time pe Instagram hota to they would have been like influencers no
they would have been influencers big time influencers yeah all of them aur bahut acche wo bahut achhi khasi following hoti un logo ki
to abhi matlab so it's not kind of new is what I want
naya nahi hai ha naya nahi hai but abhi jaise wahi na ab notice hum log zyada kar rahe hain kyunki abhi videos wagera ke chakkar mein वो और इनफैक्ट आज मैंने एक वो भी देखा एक जाकिर खान का एक वीडियो है जिसमें ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ पहले के जमाने में क्या होता था ना कि बेवकूफ लोग आपके मोहल्ले में होते थे और किसी दूसरे मोहल्ले में बेवकूफ होता है, मतलब he doesn't use the word बेवकूफ, he uses another word. And he's like कि नहीं, लेकिन बेवकूफ जो होता है वो सामने वाले मोहल्ले के समझदार आदमी को देख के बोलते कि नहीं नहीं यार चुप रहो, समझदार आदमी है, ठीक है. लेकिन फिर इंटरनेट का आविष्कार हो गया, तो ये बेवकूफ इंटरनेट का आविष्कार क्यों हुआ कि साउथ पोल में बैठा हुआ साइंटिस्ट यहाँ के वाले साइंटिस्ट से बात कर सकता है, लेकिन इंटरनेट में ये भी है कि इसका यहाँ का बेवकूफ वहाँ के बेवकूफ से बात कर सकता है. सो दिस द कॉन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन बेवकूफ हैज बिकम सो लाउड दैट अभी दिखना शुरू हो गया. नहीं तो पहले था, तो पहले
मेरे दिमाग में सबसे पहला जो नेक्स्ट थॉट आएगा वो ये आएगा कि लेकिन एलिमनी हैपेंस आफ्टर अ पीरियड ऑफ मैरिज एंड यूजुअली इन दिस मैरिज वुमेन इज द केयर गिवर एंड एंड शी हैज गिवन अप ऑन हर फाइनेंशियल इंडिपेंडेंस टू अ डिग्री टू हेल्प यू एंड सो That makes sense. Jo bhi. My point is ki the second thought that you have is something that in your head will tell you ki bhai ye the first statement is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right? Ya fir jaise Diwali fatake. Ancestor. Pehli baar, matlab this is literally like the first year that I heard this neat thing. Like ye naya Hinduism aaya mere paas.
Exactly.
To fir mere dimag mein thought, sabse pehle thought ye aaya ki पहली चीज तो व्हाट वर वी डूइंग बिफोर चाइना इन्वेंटेड फायरक्रैकर्स. चलो उस पर कोई ये बोल देगा कि नहीं हम लोग दिए जलाते थे एंड दिए जला के रास्ता दिखाते थे, तो मतलब जो भी था. बट द सेकंड थॉट इज कि व्हिच इज समथिंग दैट मे बी आई शुड राइट अ स्टोरी ऑन और समथिंग, आई डोंट नो. द सेकंड थॉट इज कि इमेजिन लाइक हम जैसे लोग, कुछ लोग, वी डू नॉट बर्स्ट क्रैकर्स एंड नाउ सडनली आवर एंसेस्टर्स आर हियर विद अस हु कुड नॉट गो बैक टू हेवन.
Yeah.
And suddenly J. Sai Deepak finds out, one day he wakes up and he finds out ki outside his door is Jawaharlal Nehru and he's like, bro, I am here, we need to talk. I mean, my like this is, these are such ridiculous statements. Aaye kaise the wo log? Nahin, nahin, honestly, mujhe nahin pata.
Not just aaye kaise the, din mein kyun nahin jaate wapas?
तो शायद वो दिखता नहीं है, थोड़ा ऊपर हाइट पे जाने के बाद रास्ता नहीं दिखता होगा, आई डोंट नो.
गॉड, मेरा भी आई डोंट नो इफ यू हैव सीन माय लेटेस्ट दूरदर्शन और नॉट, इन दिस इन दैट वन आई एम लाइक टॉकिंग अबाउट. तो उसमें वो ना AQI वाला नहीं है कि पर फूफी ने सुन लिया एंड शी इज लाइक मैं नहीं जाऊंगी अब, मुझे वापस जाना, मैं श्राद्ध का मुझे खाना नहीं ग्रहण करना. एंड आई विल जस्ट गो. And sometimes, because I'm a linguist, I have to look at the language in which the language which these guys are using, and they always talk about quoting scriptures. Is Puran mein ye likha hai, is Puran mein wo likha hai, and so on and so forth. And then one of the phrases which I think he quotes, either J. Sai Deepak quotes or koi dusra reel hai jispe maine dekha usme likha hua hai. They talk about ulka. Okay, ulka is not a firecracker. Ulka is a source of light, ठीक है?
Yeah.
Which is, and sometimes it's not a source of light, it's sometimes it's something which reflects light, right? So to interpret ulka as a firecracker is not just, it not only exposes your ignorance, it also exposes your, like, you know, deliberate ignorance, कि आप जानबूझ के इस चीज को इस तरह से interpret कर रहे हो. So that it fits your narrative. आप अपना narrative में fit करने के लिए you're interpreting the language in such a way. वो तो मुझे और fraudulent लगता है, because being a linguist it becomes more offensive to me when you're using language in such a way. I'm like, excuse me, do whatever you want, say whatever झूठ जो आपके दिमाग में आता है, leave language out of it. तो मुझे ऐसा लगता है. So sometimes I have that, that's why I have more, you know, qualms against
this. I saw that episode, by the way. मैंने actually उस पे tweet episode नहीं पर उस subject में tweet ये कहता कि यार मेरे दादाजी अब आ गए हैं और मैंने fire pack करने की है तो और अब, लेकिन वो बोला कि मत करना क्योंकि मुझे जाना नहीं, क्योंकि heaven में जो है वो मन की बात का live streaming नहीं होता है.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes, I did. There is no मन की बात live streaming.
और दूसरी चीज़ What if your ancestor is like Helen Keller? You know what I mean? How will they go back? These guys are obviously grifters. They are obviously grifters who are out there to make a quick buck, I feel, or get popularity. I mean, this guy, he wrote a whole book about how Bharat, India, that is Bharat, Bharat has always been in some way, shape or form a Hindu country. And okay. And the philosophy and the idea of whatever democracy. And the guy completely forgot, I'm not even talking about like Mughals and all, but even in the in the last millennia, like there were so many Buddhist and Jain kings. Now, are you saying that all, and literally, ab wohi baat hai na, ki inse ye nahi bol sakte ki a Buddhist king was breaking temples and a Hindu king was, like, there were things that were happening, but wo uske bare mein they will not go into.
This reminds me, since we are talking about temples, do you know of this guy called Praveen Mohan?
Yaar, unfortunately, I do. Unfortunately, I do.
I was introduced to him via this amazing another creator called Vimo. Do you know Vimo?
Very good friend. So brilliant, so right? That is also how I know.
Exactly. I also know of Praveen Mohan via ye only, Vimo only. I Vimo ko bhi mujhko ye complain karni hai that I really didn't have any requirement, any need to know that of guy. Praveen Mohan. Why did you have to do this to me? But wo bhi hua hai.
I really Vimo kya jo like the capacity for him to accept bullshit is bhai sahab.
Yes, so much. And he has even like live streams where these people come on.
That's what I'm saying. And he debates them. He will debate any Raju, Pappu, Mannu, sabko.
Anyone or kisi matlab aur wo itne shanti se itne logically unko batane ki koshish karta hai. And I'm like, how do you have this kind of? Main uska live stream dekhte dekhte frustrate ho jati hu ki yaar ye kya sawal pooch raha hai. Like just stop it. But then he is so calm and so composed. I'm like, how, where do you get this?
Just like this episode, right? So way back in 2020, I did one episode with Vimo just like this.
Okay.
So I think my theory on him is that, I don't know if you know this, but before 2014, he was right of center, Vimo.
Yeah, he said that in one of the streams. That
and he used to write for a publication that Raj. Was... sense of calm.
Patience.
But yaar nahi, abhi itna pollution hai, itna dhua hai. Mera ancestor, agar main bomb bhi phod raha hu, to how will they go, yaar? It's impossible.
The ancestors dobara mar jayenge. Second death hoga unka. Dobara ho jayega. Asthma ho gaya, beta is baar nahi aa sakte.
Ek thoda yaar.
Sorry, ICU mein, tumhari dadi ICU mein. वहां से निकले कि उसके बाद आए अब नहीं आ सकते.
और एंड देन देयर इज अ ट्रेडिशन इन हिंदुइज्म, राइट, वेयर इफ समवन पासेस दैट ईयर देयर इज नो फेल फेस्टिवल दैट इज सेलिब्रेटेड.
हां, कुछ नहीं होता. वी हैड
तो साल वो आते हैं कि नहीं आते,
लाइक दैट इन द फैमिली दिस ईयर.
आई एम सॉरी, बट नॉट टू बी लाइक नॉट टू काइंड ऑफ मेक फन ऑफ दैट सिचुएशन, बट लाइक उस साल नहीं आते क्या फिर एंसेस्टर्स वापस मिलने?
नहीं आते उस साल.
या रुक जाते एक साल,
वो रुक जाते यही रहते आसपास रहते हैं.
दिस इज लाइक द प्रॉब्लम इज कि व्हेन यू
लिसनिंग, आई एम वेरी सॉरी,
एंड दिस गाय हैज यूज्ड दिस लाइन ऑफ आर्गुमेंट इन कोर्ट. लाइक ही वाज द लॉयर फॉर द शबरीमला दैट केस, राइट, एंड ही यूज्ड दिस लाइन ऑफ आर्गुमेंट, एंड आई एम लाइक to do that in like a video YouTube stream or whatever is fine, but the moment this becomes legitimate in a like legal argument, matlab phir to phir bacha hi kya hai,
फिर तो हम अभी जुडिशरी पे ही चले जाएंगे ना, अभी जुडिशरी पे भी बात हो जाए फिर कि क्या हो रखा है, क्या हाल हो रखा है जुडिशरी का, क्या कहते हैं मेंटल जिम्नास्टिक्स और क्या कहते हैं वर्बल जिम्नास्टिक्स आप कर लेते हो, लेकिन आपको जजमेंट वही देना होता है जो मेन स्ट्रीम और सो कॉल्ड गवर्नमेंट सैंक्शनड एंड गवर्नमेंट ये हो. ये सब कुछ तो हो ही रहा है,
वो तो इंस्टीट्यूशनल प्रॉब्लम है. द वन थिंग दैट दिस इज हैपेंड, सो एंड दिस इज अगेन अ वेरी सिनिकल पॉइंट दैट आई एम,
इट्स ओके, हम लोग आज सिनिकल्स की सिनिक्स की आज बैठ की लगी है. बहुत कम होता है जब मुझे जब दो सिनिक मिल पाते हैं, क्योंकि यूजुअली जब मैं ज्यादा सिनिकल हो जाती मुझे कोई बोलने वाला होता है नहीं नहीं हिम्मत मत हारो, ये नहीं होता है वो नहीं होता है, लेकिन इट्स लाइक इट्स अ म्यूचुअल प्लेजर व्हिच आई एम हैविंग विद यू सिटिंग विद यू, कि चलो कोई तो है जिस जो मेरी तरह ही है सिनिकल, जिसको लगता है ना कुछ नहीं हो सकता इस देश का,
एक्चुअली आई फील इवन मोर, कुछ नहीं हो सकता आगे मर्दों का या मोर, सॉरी सॉरी वन. No, no, I'm saying I perhaps sometimes I feel more cynical than someone who's actually living in India.
Achha.
Because if you're living in India, you don't have an option but to have some hope. Because you're there, right? I have, and I'll tell you like offline also. Like I've talked to a few people, really good, nice people, you know them. I mean, Meghnad, for example.
Okay, yeah.
And no matter how much you kind of goad them, there is some, like, they will present something. Mujhe kya lagta hai? Ki from a distance, I am watching the frog in the water boiling, and the temperature is slowly increasing, and the frog is not realizing that the temperature is...
Also, I think you stand at a distance where you cannot literally pick up the frog and get it out of the water as well.
And at this point,
not being able to do something,
Who do you go to? Let's say you want to do that there. Like, again, like, look at Umar, right? I mean, that's literally like one of the most public human rights violation that you see happening.
In front of us.
Yes.
Then, even such a Sanjeev,
imagine, yeah, exactly. If and this is chalo, like not talking of individual cases, but one of the legacy of these 10 years and however long they stay is that whatever institutional integrity we had in India will be completely done to dust.
Gone.
You talked about judiciary, you look at the police.
EDVD to sab gaye, ED CBI sab kuch.
ED, your election commission, ये सब भी कुछ भी नहीं है. And this is the way kind of, and ultimately what will happen is that even people like us will realize that we have no structural like integrity left. So we will also, even if let's say a person comes to power who's more like attuned to what we want, ठीक है? We will want them to be authoritarian. For us, but we will, because now we know that there is no institutional power left. So if they have to get something done, they'll have to do it via like authoritarian mechanisms.
Also, what I'm scared of, and this has happened, abhi jaise the entire Congress campaign in Madhya Pradesh, Kamal Nathan is hobnobbing with the Baba guy. What is his name?
अरे बागेश्वर यार,
बागेश्वर धामवाला बाबा एंड एवरीथिंग, एंड
देन हाउ इज दैट गाय पॉपुलर भाई, ही इज लाइक, मेरे को मिल जाए तो मैं मतलब
where man and all of that is when that happened. So at that point of time I was thinking ki nahi ki even if right now we are putting our hopes against the particular the current regime with somebody, but then they're also realizing that this system which the current regime has adopted works, the fear works, the corruption, it works, it's just that it's not right now working in your favor because you are not the one pulling the strings. If you are pulling the strings, what is stopping you from doing the same thing, adopting the same formula that these guys have been doing, because you have seen that it has worked for the past 10 years. Aap dekh rahe ho ki yahi se yahi dar ka mahol, yahi intimidation, it's working.
I know at this point,
because of this reason, you are not doing you in the states where you do have power, you have chosen टू नॉट डू एनीथिंग अगेंस्ट द पॉपुलिस्ट नैरेटिव. आपने नहीं किया. यू डिड नॉट टॉक अबाउट बिल्किस बानो. यू डिड नॉट डू एनीथिंग व्हेन नासर एंड जुनैद वर मर्डर्ड, वर लिंच्ड. यू डिड नॉट गिव देम एनी जस्टिस. यू डिड नॉट. पैसा देने से सिर्फ नहीं हो जाता ना कि यू हैव गिवन देम कॉम्पेंसेशन एंड दैट इज इनफ. नो, इट द मैसेज नीड्स टू गो आउट टू द मेजोरिटी ऑफ द पीपल, टू द to all the minority who are feeling, anybody in the minority who is feeling persecuted, who is feeling scared ki nahi dekho is tarike ka ek option tumhare paas hai. But now that you know that this model works, this model of fear works, what is stopping you? Mujhe is baat ka dar lagta hai ki what is stopping them from replicating the thingy. Because if you can see the IT cell, the way the IT cell works, the way the IT cell works for right wing, this one time, exactly during the Nasir and Junaid episode, I had spoken against the Gehlot Sarkar, and I had either made a video or I know I did a tweet. And the entire IT cell was, the Congress IT cell started tweeting against me, and they were co-tweeting that particular thing, ki dekho inke inki videos hamare Congress ke bade bade neta share karte hain, aur ye is tarike ki baate kar rahi hain. As if I'm supposed to shut up because you are sharing my videos. I don't want you to share my videos. I never asked you to share my videos. It doesn't mean that I will not say something when there is an actual injustice happening. तो उस तरीके का चीज, तो आईटी सेल भी वही चीज रेप्लिकेट कर रही है ना. दे आर द वंस हु आर कमिंग इन होर्ड्स एंड अटैकिंग समबडी इफ समबडी इज नॉट सेइंग समथिंग व्हिच इज इन देयर लाइन. तो मुझे इस बात का बहुत डर लगता है कि व्हाट इज स्टॉपिंग देम. कौन रोकेगा आगे. एंड
सो एट दिस पॉइंट समवन लिसनिंग विल टेल यू और विल से कि अरे ऐसा लाइक व्हेन यूपीए वाज इन पावर चिदंबरम as a home minister did Green Hunt, and so they did their things, which is true, and which I agree that they did a lot of things, especially in places like Chhattisgarh and all, which were not right from the human rights point of view. But pata hai, difference ye tha na ki tab bhi JNU mein aap kaale jhande leke khade ho sakte the aur prime minister aata tha.
Yes.
Theek hai? Now I will kind of ask you one question, maybe a little like trying to end on some hope. I feel, and you correct me, I feel that however things have gone in the last few years, at least one man, who is Rahul Gandhi, has learned or at least has understood that if you have to make things work, you'll probably have to give up on this kind of authoritarian style of doing things, at least at like a central level. Now, we can talk about his chief ministers and his ex-chief ministers and how they do not do the same kind of things, but they're also from that generation. This is what I feel. I feel that it has been a learning curve for him these last few years. And maybe, shayad, us wajah se agar kabhi future mein he gets to be at the helm, maybe we will not see that kind of UPA stuff that happened, some of the things that happened in like 2010s.
I really do hope so. And personally speaking, I also really appreciate the way he has shown the ability to, you know, keep an open mind and keep learning. And मुझे लगता है कि हाँ, definitely उन्होंने he has उनका personality में भी change आया है, चीजों में भी change आया है, and the way he has conducted, you know, himself during the yatra itself, and you know, speaking to people and connecting with people in on a different level. Ye sari cheeze sahi hai, but again, if we also are to pin our hopes on one man, I just really don't want it to be a repetition of Narendra Modi, because the same thing, the entire country, the 33.7% people who voted for him at one point of time, it was the Modi wave. It's still, people still talk about the Modi wave and how he is the one who is taking, and it doesn't matter how ki log niche kya kar rahe hain, niche ke level ke log kya kar rahe hain, karyakarta log kya kar rahe hain, lynching kar rahe hain, kahin kisi ko maar rahe hain, Modi ji jo hai wo sahi kar rahe hain, Modi ji desh ke liye wo kar rahe hain. So I think it has to be not just an individual who we are looking at. Definitely he has done a lot of personal growth, but I think that has to reflect across the party like towards the lower levels as well. Kyunki otherwise, kyunki jo janta se connected hota hai na, wo Rahul Gandhi janta se connected nahi hai. Karyakarta janta se connect hoga. Aur us karyakarta mein agar us tarike ki cheez, us tarike ka ek belief, us tarike ki understanding nahi aayegi jo Rahul Gandhi reflect kar rahe hain, to wo major change ek ground level pe wo major change aana thoda sa mushkil hai. But again, like you said, it is hopeful. I am hopeful because kuch nahi se to kuch thoda behtar hi hai. So, at least for this particular, I don't know. What do you think about 2024 though? 2024 mein kya lag raha hai? हमको तो मुझको तो मतलब कोई उम्मीद दो ही उम्मीद बर नहीं
मुझे बहुत हाँ कोई सूरत नजर नहीं आती
कोई सूरत नहीं नजर आती.
My best hope for 24 is that well, I don't see how BJP will not still be the single largest party. They will be. But my hope is that they don't get to 272. My hope is that they have to really reach out. I mean, 2019 maybe hope tha, by the way. But they really have to reach out to alliances to form government. And then, if you remember the early 2000s and how the three leading ladies of Indian politics, Jayalalitha, Mayawati and Mamata Didi, really held Vajpayee government like by the scruff of their neck and kind of, because this person Modi has never been in opposition ever in his life, has never had to manage an alliance where he needed to really like ask for things. He's never had to do that. So that will be interesting to see how that pans out if that happens. That's the best kind of
best hope.
The most hopeful
thing. Even I think that's something that I will also agree with. Haan, ki hope karte ki 272 tak na pahunche. Because if there is an alliance, if there is a threat, then they're going to be in line. Otherwise,
but the problem pata hai kya
hai? That I have seen no in these 10 years, bro, man.
Problem लेकिन पता है क्या ना इनके साथ प्रॉब्लम है कि अगर ये 250 भी आते हैं ना तो ना दे हैव वीकेंड इंस्टीट्यूशंस सो मच कि ये 22 तो ले ही लेंगे कहीं से भी खरीद लेंगे तो इनको अगर आपको रोकना है तो यू हैव टू इमेजिन देम टू बी लेस देन 230 व्हिच इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट लाइक 80 तो यूपी में सीट है नाउ इफ एंड आई डोंट सी लाइक that's a different subject but I find it very difficult to see how BJP will not again get at least 65 there and if you get 65 there you're very
maybe, also brace yourself abhi to kafi content aane wala hai because Uttar Pradesh just today it has banned all halal certificates
are bhai I just the first news that I saw as I got up
yeah abhi aa raha hai
so like what does that mean is my question how will you anyway because how will you
I like how you begin a thought and you just give up on it like ab chhodo yaar nahi ho sakta
like how will you impose it is something
you're mirroring my mental situation right now sochte hain yaar kya ho raha hai then chhodo yaar
the one thing that I will tell you about 2024 elections that I will tell you kya matlab that is like in 2019 and in 2014, there were 192 Lok Sabha seats where it was a direct fight between BJP and Congress. Okay? And in those 192 seats, BJP's hit rate was 85%.
Okay.
Okay? If you remove that, then the other seats where BJP was in fighting with a regional party, their hit rate in 2019, in fact, was like 36%.
Okay.
But so what I mean is that if we imagine 2024 to be different, then what we have to imagine is for Congress to do at least 20% better than how they did the last time.
Yeah.
Because essentially, what BJP is doing is they are basically completely like taking out Congress. And that's how they are putting up these numbers. Ab wo kaise hoga?
And it's not just Congress. They're taking out all the small regional parties also, na? Regional parties ko bhi to almost khatam hi. Assam mein we had Assam Gana Parishad. We had other small parties. And all these parties, Assam Gana Parishad was the biggest. We had a chief minister from Assam Gana Parishad before Congress.
Mohanto Da.
Mohanto or Prafulla Kumar Mohanto. And and then it's nowhere. He is nowhere. The party is nowhere anymore. There's no standing of Assam Gana Parishad. My district, my small town, our MP has always been AGP. This is the first time we have a BJP MP in my own town. So we always had AGP. So they have, like, you know, obliterated these small regional parties so that it's all like one nation, one party. So they have worked very clinically. They have worked very clinically. I wonder sometimes, you know, want to write a piece, either it will be Doordarshan or sometimes if I have the team, etc. I want to create like a trailer kind of a thing, but for an Avengers movie, but it's India and Hydra is RSS's Hydra. So the way RSS has penetrated throughout the country in small, big and small offices and big and small associations and big and small universities and colleges and everywhere, it's exactly like Hydra. They start at the base and then they grow up and become vice chancellors and become chancellors and become directors.
Everything is nationalized now. And that is why you don't see regional parties doing well, because everything is so nationalized that. So anyway, let's wrap on this note, because
for the listeners, there was this very sad, morose head shake that our host just did, and I felt that head shake through the screen.
The beauty of India as a country for me has always been this idea that we are so different in terms of community, diversity, ethnicity, and like Europe, but we still choose to be together as one country. And the saddest thing of the last 10 years is that diversity has slowly been kind of ripped apart. The diversity of thought has slowly been ripped apart. And every time that comparison is made to Pakistan. And the point is ki in 1947, you chose not to be a Hindu Pakistan, right? And isn't that a more beautiful and a grander idea? But khair, chodo bhi.
Again. Anybody, like people who are regular listeners of your podcast, will be like, "Kya yaar, aaj itna sad bana diya, itna comedy hota hai, itna fun hota hai, aaj itna sad ho gaya."
Sad nahi hai, reality hai. Sad nahi hai, bro.
Realistic hai. Satire का काम ही होता है ना, satire में realism से आप दुखी
कैसे करोगे sir?
ज़्यादा हो जाती है कि comedy लग जाती है.
अभी दीदी MP में बोल रहे हैं कि नासा में संस्कृत में कोडिंग होती है, तो फिर मैं क्या जोक मारूंगा उस पे उसके बाद? उसके बाद तो कोई जोक नहीं है ना.
हो रही है तुम्हें क्या पता, इंजीनियर्स करेंगे सब सीख. द अदर वन नॉट द टॉल वन द अदर वन हु इज इन द फ्रंट एंड इज लाइक सब सीखेंगे, देखते रहना सब सीखेंगे. द काइंड ऑफ प्राइड एंड द काइंड ऑफ, यू नो, तुझे तो देख लूंगा टाइप से. तू तो संस्कृति सीखेगा, तुझे क्या पता है इस टाइप से. आई एम लाइक, ब्रो, इवन यू डोंट नो संस्कृत, व्हाट्स गोइंग ऑन, तुम्हें भी नहीं पता है.
आई सॉ यू डिड यू डिड गमम अगमम इन योर लेटेस्ट, यू नो, दैट्स द न्यू संस्कृत दैट आई कैन डू. हां, 15th तारीख. यस यस यस,
15th कार्तिकम मासम के 15th तारीखम तक.
तारीखम तारीखम
तारीख है नाम, तारीख
का वहां
क्या लिखू, खुद ही आ जाता है. एंड दिस होल इंसिस्टेंस ऑन द ये ना, क्या कहते हैं, यूजिंग द मोमेंट यू स्टार्ट यूजिंग संस्कृत, इट साउंड्स लाइक नाइसर. एंड इवन इन द नीतीश कुमार वाला वीडियो, व्हेन आई ट्रांसलेटेड दैट इनटू हिंदी, एंड बिकॉज इट्स लाइक द लैंग्वेज, द वर्नैक्युलर लैंग्वेज में जो शब्द हैं वो आपको, इट विल सीम लाइक अब्यूज टू यू, इट विल सीम लाइक गाली टू यू, बट देन द वर्ड्स व्हिच आर देयर, दे आर तत्समाइज्ड, लाइक यू आर डायरेक्टली पिकिंग इट अप फ्रॉम संस्कृत एंड देन यू आर चेंज यूजिंग इट इन योर लैंग्वेज. सो शोएब दानियाल इज देयर. शोएब दानियाल अ ब्रिलियंट पर्सन. ही टॉक्ड अबाउट हाउ लैंग्वेज डज नॉट हैव दिस स्पेस in a series of tweets, and then he embedded my tweet there and said ki somebody actually tatsamized these words. तो वही वही बात है, आप संस्कृत में वही चीज बोलोगे तो बहुत बढ़िया लगेगा आपको सुनने में, लेकिन आप ओरिजिनल अपनी भाषा में बोलोगे, जो एक दूसरे से बात करते हो उस भाषा में बोलोगे, तो आपको लगेगा कि नहीं ये तो गाली दे रहा है टाइप्स, तो दैट इज देयर. सो इसीलिए हम करते हैं सैटायर अपनी अपनी भाषा में, तत्समाइज करके संस्कृत में, संस्कृत डाल के इधर उधर, सो दैट यू नो इतना बुरा ना लगे लोगों को.
हाँ, ऑन दैट नोट, जय श्री मार्कसल्ला.
मेरे साथी यूट्यूबर्स, आज एक फेलो यूट्यूबर के तौर पर आपके बीच आकर मुझे बेहद खुशी हो रही है. मैं भी आपके जैसा ही हूं, अलग थोड़ा हूं. 15 वर्षों से मैं भी एक यूट्यूब चैनल के जरिए देश और दुनिया के साथ कनेक्टेड रहता. मेरे पास भी बहुत सारे सब्सक्राइबर्स और उनका एक डिसीजन नंबर है. चलिए, मुझे आप सभी से बात करके बहुत अच्छा लगा. मेरा ये चैनल सब्सक्राइब करें और मेरे हर अपडेट आपको मिले इसके लिए बेल आइकन जरूर दबाइएगा. आप सभी को मेरी ढेर सारी शुभकामनाएं.
क्या नाम बताया?
भूपेंद्र जोगी.
यूएस में कहाँ कहाँ गए हैं आप?
यूएस में बहुत जगह गया हुआ हूँ मैं.
नाम बताइए.
भूपेंद्र जोगी.
Long years ago, we made a trip with destiny, and now the time comes when we shall redeem our pledge.
8 November 2016 ki raatri ko 12 baje se.
Thank you, Minister. Ke liye mera ek hi sandesh hai ki wo raj dharma ka palan kare.
Hard work walon ki soch kya hoti hai? Hard work walon ki soch kya hoti hai?
Are ye na Punjab di khushboo?